Welcome to Nutrition Genius Radio. I'm your host, Laura, the Sassy Dietitian, along with my good nutrition genius friend, Marie, aka Pearl. And we're here to explain why coconut oil is better, bacon is the king of the world, and butter and garlic will bring about world peace. Disclaimer, the views on this podcast are not meant to be substituted for medical advice, but are for general information only. Let's dive in.
Hey, girl, hey.
What's shaking, bacon? My voice is
apparently
really high.
Me over here.
Marie's dancing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're trying to get pumped up for this podcast, and we don't know. We need, like, a theme song. Other. Oh, you know what? We should play our 80s dance music before we start. No. Boxers get pumped up with their shuffle before they get into the ring. You know, Laura and I need something to get us ready for these podcasts.
Oh, yeah. The two of us are doing a little Tai Bo. No, we're not Tai Bo. What's this,
boxing? No, it's Tai Bo.
Aww. No, that's Tai Chi. Oh, or something like that. Taekwondo. Sorry to
there's
all you
too many ties.
Ones. There are. There's a lot of ties. Oh,
speaking of ties, I really like Thai food.
Oh, love Thai food.
Full circle back to the food.
Okay, anyway. Swole Mates, welcome to episode 4. Are we at episode 4?
Already? We are!
Woo!
4 is my favorite number, so we're going to crush this.
We're going to crush this. This is episode 4, where we're talking about protein today. Where's the beef?
Where's the
grass-fed beef? Hashtag Swole Mates right now. So Marie, what's going on in Pearltopia this week?
I love that you finally addressed it as Pearltopia.
It took me a while to remember what it was.
Marieland, Pearltopia.
No. Whatever. You know, the what's magical going- land.
You know, I'm actually really excited. So last weekend, I went to Cortland to see some of my college friends, and we had a blast. It was a really good time. And this weekend, I don't have plans, so I'm really excited about that, to just stay home, get some sleep, read some nutrition stuff, get nerdy with it, you know. So I'm pretty excited. That's pretty much where my head is at right now, is this weekend kicking back.
I like it.
Yeah.
When you said get nerdy, I just thought of the song Getting Jiggy With It. I don't know why.
Nah.
I was like, get nerdy with it. Nah. Okay, anyway.
Well, maybe we can get the rights to that song. Thanks, Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith. Shout out to you. I don't know why we're shouting out to Will Smith.
He's now definitely not listening.
Hey, one day. He's probably a swole mate.
He is pretty swole. He's getting great with it, so he's definitely got to keep up with the swole mate activities.
Yeah, right? Maybe one day we'll have celebrities listening. Actually, we're celebrities, so it's not a big deal.
We definitely will. It's just a matter of when.
Right.
Speaking of when, if you guys like what you hear here, meander on over to your social media sites, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is that you particularly use. Share us with your friends. Let them know.
Share them with even not your friends. I mean, if you're listening to us on the street, shout us out. Let the world know. Let it be known that we are teaching you nutrition knowledge on Nutrition Genius Radio.
Knowledge bombs.
Every now and then. Between our sarcastic humor and our singing.
Ain't nobody got time for education.
Education? What's that?
Wait a second. We educate people on this?
Wait, what? I thought nutrition was just for fun.
I was going to say, I thought this was just all about having funsies.
Funsies. Actually, sometimes I do forget, because people are like, I don't want to come up to you and ask you a nutrition question. I'm like, why not? This is fun. Oh, wait, this is my job.
Oh, wait, that's right.
That's right, I do this for a living.
I feel the same way. You guys obviously know I started a new job at the eating disorder place a couple months ago, and people are still in that phase of, like, it's a new job, and so everyone's still asking me what I think about it and how I like it. And I always tell them, honestly, it's borderline mind-blowing that I get paid to do this.
That's awesome. That's how a job should be.
Right. It's so much fun.
And like when you're in the hospital and they make you push Ensure. Oh, I hate Ensure.
Samesies, actually. It's funny. I had an Ensure dog last night.
An Ensure dog?
Talk.
Oh.
About why I hate it.
Oh, we could go into that. That could be a whole episode in itself.
Yes, that it could. Supplements.
Ooh.
Supplements
gone wrong.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
Good.
I'm down.
Write that one down in your head.
All right. In our heads. I'll G-chat it to you.
Okay, perfect. We'll have it on document.
All right. So I think to start out this episode, you guys obviously have kind of gotten that it's about protein. So we are schoolmates. But the reason that this came about is because we had a reader question come in to us. So I just want to read the question to you, and then we'll get into it. Dear Nutrition Geniuses, I pick things up and put them down. A lot. Heavy things. Don't I need like a kajillion protein grams of protein per day to compensate for that? Love, every guy Marie has ever dated.
Okay, well, then. Thank you. Thank you, every guy who has ever dated Marie, for sending that in.
Banding together.
And all having the same exact question. Marie, do you have a type or something?
No, I don't.
Oh, geez. So I feel like we do get this question a lot, or we hear a lot about it. I feel like it's just something that needs to stop. Like, we just had this discussion right before we started. Maria and I were like, who wants to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day? Who? Like, what woman wants that?
Not this one.
I'm not saying I want, like,
a scrawny little peanut.
Right. Like, I don't want Jonah Hill, even though he's pretty dang funny. But, like,
what's Jonah Hill?
You don't know who Jonah Hill is?
I don't watch TV.
Oh, God. You know what's really embarrassing right now? I can't even think of what movie he's in.
Wait, I'll give it a Google.
You know that I have the worst, like, I can't spit out
it's
random
like phrases for you.
Yeah, it's, like, stupid. Oh, Veronica. No. Shout out to Veronica. She's trying to
listen.
She always
he's
knows
in,
that.
What's it called? My God, why can't I? I'm looking at his face right now, and he's in 20 Jump Street.
Yes,
and he's also
yes. That's what I was thinking about. Super bad. I was thinking about 21 Jump Street, though, with Channing Tatum, right?
Jump Street, if anybody jumps me. Every time I hear 21 Jump Street, it reminds me of that song. I don't know who it is. I want to say it's, like, what was Eminem's band? Oh, D12? I don't know.
Why are we so musically inclined this morning?
Why are we challenged with any sort of entertainment things?
Because clearly we like to read Krause's Food and Nutrition Therapy textbook and not watch TV or listen to whatever, right. Pop radio. Is that a thing?
I apologize. Guys, don't come to us for any sort of entertainment news. No. We are not E! News.
No, and if you want any phrase, spit it out right. Definitely don't come for me. For me? Come for me? Don't come for me.
You can't even come up with a sentence.
Especially if you're a soulmate. Please don't come for me. I'll take you with my legless rope climbs, if anyone saw that on Facebook this week. Did you see that?
You're hardcore. Okay. I didn't. No, but I'm going to have to. I don't like going on Facebook.
I know, but you have to go check it out. I look like a flopping fish on the rope.
Like this. I like to call it flailing like salmon.
Well, then I am literally flailing like salmon. Omega-3s and all.
For example, my dance moves, flailing like salmon.
Oh, girl. White girl moves. Is that PC?
Wait, what'd you say?
White girl moves.
Oh, yes. It is, because you are.
Oh, gosh. Okay, anyway, so back to the question at hand from all of Marie's previous boyfriends. We won't put a number to that.
We won't name names.
So, Marie, what is protein? Let's just break it down for our listeners out there. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Mommy. Actually, I think Daddy might be listening, too. Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Papa Biebs.
Whoop, whoop. All right.
Hi, Papa A. I doubt he's listening.
We'll shout him out one day.
Yeah, one day we'll get him.
Okay, so protein is a little bit unique in the macronutrients. Remember, our macronutrients are our nutrients that give us energy. So that would be the carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. Proteins are unique in that while they are similar to carbohydrates and fat, they have carbon, hydrogen, oxygen. Proteins are unique because they have nitrogen and actually occasionally sulfur attached to them too. So what is a protein? A protein is actually a big conglomerate of things. It starts with, like anything, starts with building blocks, right? You have to build a building. You get bricks, right? one at a time. Actually, we don't always. Laura and I are stacking things with our hands right now.
I'm building a Lego house. I don't know why in my head.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so amino acids are the Legos to our Lego house, right? You have to stack them together in order to get a whole part. So we have 20 amino acids. We actually, fun fact, have 23 amino acids in our bodies, but only 20 of them are components of proteins.
You guys better write that down. There's a test at the end of this.
Another fun fact.
Marie might be the only person who finds these fun. No, I find them fun too. Continue.
Stop. I hate you. So another fun amino acid fact is that there's actually 140 different types of amino acids that exist in nature, but our bodies only have those 23, and we only have 20 of them that go along with proteins. Laura's mind is blown. So of these 20 that we have, there are 9 essential amino acids and 11 non-essential amino acids. Why are you giving me that look? Like,
sorry, I'm like bent over. My posture is really bad right now, and I forget that I'm on film.
Oh, I was thinking I said it wrong. I'm like, I'm looking at it right in front of me right now.
No, I don't normally question any of your science-y knowledge, because you normally know more than I do. I know the practical side of it, but, you know.
That's why I keep you around.
Gee, thanks. Keep me for another week.
Before I was so rudely interrupted by Laura's facial expressions.
I have the worst facial expressions. I would be so bad at poker because everyone would know my hand.
You'd get so excited. Sometimes it's really funny because our videos will freeze, so we'll still be able to hear each other, but the videos will be frozen, and it's always frozen in a stupid face. Like, I think the last time we recorded, I was chewing while it froze.
It was awesome.
So anyways, 9 essential, 11 non-essential, what does that mean? Essential obviously means we need it. So our body has the ability to make the non-essential amino acids, but the essential ones it doesn't, so we need to get them in our food. So the other interesting thing about amino acids is that we have to have them all together. You have to have all 20 amino acids in order to build a protein. So building a protein is linking units of amino acids together, and you need to have these in their proper quantities too. So if we don't have that, then proteins can't be made. So Laura, could you explain to our readers what exactly is a protein beyond just muscle? Like, what is it? Are you getting at what I'm getting at?
I'm not picking up what you're laying down. Wait, is that the right place?
Okay. That was a good
one. Yeah, yeah. I mean, proteins are made up of these amino acids, and they're used not just for muscles, but they're found in cells, tissues, organs, muscles,
that's
hair.
Right.
I was hoping that's what you were.
Yeah.
I mean, they're precursors to hormones as well.
Right. Hormones for enzymes. So any of our digestive enzymes need proteins to be made. Antibodies for our immune system. Which, I mean, ain't nobody got time for being sick.
No, ain't nobody got time for that. We really are channeling our inner Sweet Brown today.
We are. Is that the second? Did I drop another hard ain't nobody got time for?
You did earlier on. I can't remember what it was for. You expect me to remember that? It was only like 5 minutes ago. But yeah, so that's the basics. So if all you can remember is that protein is not just for bodybuilding, it's not just for muscles, it's also for pretty much every organ and tissue in your cell. Or say you get a burn, say you're cooking bacon, and bacon splatters up and burns your arm. It happens to the best of us.
I was just going to say, I don't know, that happens to me on a weekly basis.
You obviously should probably run under cold water and maybe put some like aloe on it or something. But
real aloe, not...
Yeah, not that weird gel...
Green neon nonsense in the store.
That's just weird.
And here's the thing that I don't get about that, too, is if you look at the ingredients list, either the first or the second ingredient is inevitably alcohol.
Right.
Which dries your skin out, if you think about it. Why? I don't get it.
Cheap. They're probably using moonshine.
Apple pie moonshine.
But anyway, so...
sorry.
I'm getting back to my, that's a small case. So if that's just like a light burn, hopefully it's just a light burn. If not, please take yourself to the ER. You need something, you need protein in your diet to be able to repair that tissue damage on your skin. So it could be as superficial as that, or say you have some other problem in your body or your tissues are breaking down or your organs are breaking down. The proteins are used, you know, they're basically the integrity of all of that. They're structural and they're also functional, but they're very structural in your body.
Yeah, structural, like
By that, she means ligaments.
Ligaments.
For
tendons.
Anyone who needed a translator there, I got you.
Muscles. In order to be swolemates with someone, you need protein.
Yes. JJ and I love our protein. I guess you could say we're swolemates then. Okay, then. Moving on.
Let's get weird.
So,
let's get
Marie
weird.
Started to also touch on the essential amino acids and the non-essential amino acids, and we obviously cannot make the essential amino acids. So, where is protein found, and does all protein have all of the essential amino acids?
You feel this one.
So
because you're so good at your list, the last time you did it, your list was like boom, 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 and I was like, boom, I just got dietitioned.
Oh God, I really hope that I can do that again. God, the pressure. So much pressure right
Sorry.
Now. So protein is found in meat, poultry, fish, eggs, nuts, seeds, milk and dairy, and some legumes, tofu, grains, and vegetables. Boom.
Boom. Dietitian.
Dietitian. I'm really good at the practical side. If you want me to explain all the amino acids, I can't draw them like Marie. I'm not that nerdy. So protein is found in most of your animal food, I guess is what you could say. Not your dog food, but your animal food. but all of your essential
food
amino acids
that comes from animals,
right, not the food that you would feed your animals, because animals should actually probably be on a raw diet. But that's a whole another can of worms. Wait, that's a whipping sound again. I'm gonna find the can opening sound.
Don't you have a GarageBand? You can go.
Oh yeah, go. I'll tell JJ to fool around with it because he knows how to work technology better than me. But all of your essential amino acids are not found in all of your protein sources. So we have shocker. So
you mean I can't eat just plants?
You can't eat just plants because guess what? All of your essential amino acids are not found in your plant protein. Not to mention, plant protein is harder to digest. And your body cannot actually get all of the protein from your plants. So those of you taking pea protein powder, and that is your only source of protein, there's a reason why you cannot deadlift 500 pounds. Well, okay, that's kind of extreme. But you're not going to get the same protein that you would from your meat, poultry, eggs, fish, milk, dairy. Boom. Time out.
Also, an entire cup of peas only contains 8 grams of protein. So how many cups of peas did you just need to break down in order to get your whatever grams? Like, that's gross. And it's not real.
And you only need 1 ounce of an animal source to get 7 grams of protein. So that just shows you. And 1 ounce is a shot glass. So, of course, I just...
Isn't it 1.5?
Yeah. But I'm just trying to get people.
I'm picking
visual
up with
here.
You. It's so visual. It's about the size of It's that thing, and it's a white like rectangular shape, and there's black dots on it. A domino. Sorry, I couldn't think of it.
Wow. That was not even registering. I don't know what I thought you were. No. Okay. So a domino.
So it's about the size of a domino, and then about ish. Your a normal portion size of meat is 3 ounces, so that's about the size of a deck of cards, or the palm of your hand, and by the palm of your hand, I mean the palm
our
of like
hands.
mine, or
yeah.
Laura's hand. How funny! I bet you got asked this all the time, because I did. I know, working in the hospital,
yep.
when trying to explain this to people, and I would say, "Oh, it's about the size of the palm of your hand," and they'd be like, "My palm or yours?"
Yes, I always love like the bigger guys, and I, you know, or you're trying to explain like, you know, for nuts and seeds, like a handful, and it's basically,
yep.
basically like a palmful. They're like, "Oh, sweet," and they're looking at their hand, and I'm like, "Nope, no, 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 my palm," and they're like, "But your hands are so small," and I was like, too bad. You shouldn't be so big. It's probably all the protein you ate growing up. No, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. Anyway, so we have different protein sources. We have proteins from your animals. We have proteins from your legumes, which are basically beans, your soy, which is tofu, your grains, and did I say vegetables already? I probably did. Now, in your animal proteins, I'm stuttering. You have, they're considered.
You're picking it up from me.
I know, right? Stuttering Stanley over here. These are complete proteins. So they have all of your essential amino acids that your body needs for all of your structural and functional processes in your body that protein helps. However, then you have your non-animal sources of protein. You have your legumes and your grains and your vegetables. And these are incomplete. And what this means is that they're lacking or very, very low in all of your, not all, or one or more of your essential amino acids. Your body can't make these essential amino acids without eating them. So the only way, if you're a vegetarian or just not into meat, which let me talk you out of that, you're going to have to, during your...
Which, go eat some bacon and then tell me that you don't want to eat meat.
Oh, God, bacon is such a glorious thing.
Do you know what's funny? I feel like I have confession for you.
Yes.
I have to confess something. So, when I was younger, I ate a BLT and I got really sick. And it wasn't the BLT's fault. It was just, you know, there was a stomach bug going up around, right?
You can't blame the BLT.
No, it totally wasn't the BLT's fault, and I knew that. Like, in my head, I knew that it wasn't the BLT's fault. At the same time, the smell of bacon made me nauseous. I couldn't, just the smell of it. And so, Laura, you're going to be really upset with me, but I didn't eat bacon for 10 years.
We can't be friends. You can't sit with us. I'm just kidding. I can completely relate to that.
The good news is I'm back on the bacon bandwagon.
Good. Thank God. Bacon is so glorious. And I'm not talking turkey bacon. If any of you eat turkey bacon, please go throw it out or give it to your worst enemy. Because that's just nasty.
I was just going to say, don't give it to your dog.
No, don't give it to your dog. Oh my God. JJ gets so
We're
mad.
We're such animals.
We are. JJ gets so mad when I give bacon to Amber, my 14-year-old lovely dog. Because he's like, you're wasting it. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I love her. She gets bacon. He's like, what about me? And I'm like, you get some too, but chill. She can have some. Anyway, so I'll forgive you. Now that you're eating bacon, I'll forgive you.
Sorry.
So back to our grains and legumes and vegetables. These are incomplete proteins. So we have to basically pair up two incomplete proteins in a certain fashion to get a complete protein. So something like rice and beans.
Do you know what that sounds like? A whole lot of carbs.
That's a whole lot. That's all the carbs.
That's all the carbs.
All the carbs.
And as you guys know from last week's episode, eating all the carbs is not the greatest idea for your health. And if you don't know from last week's episode, you should probably back check and go listen to that, because it's really funny.
That's a great episode.
It was good.
Can't believe we have to follow up ourselves. Oh my God, she's doing the shoulder roll. Like in Big Bang Theory. You know how they do that? Okay. So these incomplete proteins, you have to basically combine them together, and these are called complementary proteins, so your rice and beans. Even something like hummus, if you pair chickpeas and I think sesame seeds, which is tahini, together, that would be a complete protein as well. However,
peanut butter and jelly, not jelly, peanut butter and bread.
Yeah, which I wouldn't.
Ain't nobody got time for bread?
No, ain't nobody got time for bread. Not all the bread. So these complementary proteins have all of your essential amino acids. However, even though they do, your body cannot physically get the protein out of these compounds as easily as it can out of animals. We were just basically evolved to be meat eaters. I'm not saying you have to eat a whole cow in a day, but I think that the best source of protein is going to come from your animal proteins. You know, if you're someone who doesn't want to eat red meat, that's fine. Turn to your eggs are a great source. You can have chicken, you can have fish. I mean, there's so many varieties. And
right.
make something that tastes good, you know? We love taste.
Right.
Just throwing that taste in there. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Anything
we do
to
love
add to
taste.
That, Marie? I kind of feel like I just was going on a tangent.
No, I mean, I love your tangent, so that's good. What Laura's talking about, why is it so difficult for us to extract this protein from plants is because of the differences in the structure of their cell walls. So there's some things that we just can't digest, and that happens to be something that's more difficult for us to digest. And then as far as when dietitians, you might hear them talk about the biological value of protein. And so what that just means is that it's in the proteins that are found in whatever it is that you're eating is in the same quantity and of this has all of the same amino acids as what is in our cells in our body. So the sources that are of high biological value are those animal sources, and then it goes down from there when you're incorporating in the plant sources because, remember, you have to have all 20 amino acids in the right quantities in order to build proteins. So that's why it's important to make sure your sources are of high biological value.
Boom. So is too much protein a good bad thing? Is too much of a – what's that phrase?
Is too much of a good thing a bad thing? Is that it?
Something like that. Is too much protein a bad thing? Because we get that all the time, and, you know...
Well, maybe before we go into too much, maybe how is enough? How much is enough?
Okay. Do you want me to field that?
Sure. I mean, I can if you...
No, this is my... I think I had this gripe maybe last time, or maybe last time we spoke, but I hate this phrase, but I can't not use it. And what it is it depends.
Oh, I'm
I hate it.
I thought you were going to say moderation, no! And I was already itching.
No. If you want to read my view on moderation, go on my blog and read it. It was like my first post because I just hate that phrase. But the next phrase I kind of can't stand because it comes out of my mouth.
Her blog, by the way, can be found at thesassydietitian.com.
Boom, with a T, not a C.
Yeah, girl.
Where was I?
How much is enough protein?
Oh, okay. So this is my other phrase that I don't like. It depends. Because
I think you actually like it because you use it a lot.
I do. It's a problem. So obviously we're all different.
I don't think it's a problem because I think that this is one, it's a huge concept that mainstream media, like, isn't that right? Mainstream nutrition needs to understand is that every single person is out there is different. And every single person needs something different
right.
in their bodies. Everyone needs a different quote unquote diet. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of eating. It's, oh my God, it's not a diet.
I love that.
that's a word that I hate.
I can see it. That seems to be a tension point for you.
Point of tension.
Point of tension. Okay. You know, one of these days I'll get these phrases right. So it does depend. However, do you want me to give them the grams?
Again, I don't think that you need to know the grams because who out there besides on occasion you and I are counting what they are. If you guys really need to know, like 0.8 grams per kilo of body
weight. That's what
weight.
I was going to say. 0.8 to probably 1.
1, right.
For the someone who's not under major stress. Major stress meaning like trauma to your body or someone who's training for an Ironman triathlon.
I don't mean that you have the sniffles and now you need to go up to 1.2.
Yeah, no. That's someone in the hospital who's going through some traumatic event. They were just in a car crash or they just experienced some, you know, surgery, like open heart surgery, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then basically the best way to get your protein and the right amount is to eat it at every meal.
Right. If you guys really want to know a quantity, I would say somewhere between like 40 and 70 is probably appropriate for most people.
Grams.
Yeah.
Yes. And the way to get there is basically, I like to say a deck of cards at each meal. Guys might need a deck and a half because you tend to be on the bigger side. You tend to be a little taller. You tend to have more muscle than females. So a deck and a half for you. 2 decks for guys who are, you know, pumping some iron. And that can be, you know, eggs, that can be steak, that can be chicken, that can be fish. All the things we talked about.
Wait a second, you're telling me we can eat steak?
What? Okay,
Oh,
I'm probably hurting people's eardrums today. I don't know where the high-pitched stuff is coming from. Yes, you can eat red meat.
red meat's not gonna kill you?
Well, it could. If you're eating McDonald's hamburgers every day, then yes, it very well could. I hate that because I think the last study I read on like red meat and that it's bad for you, they didn't account for the quality of the red meat. So these people could have been eating
Right.
hamburgers from McDonald's every day. Okay, yeah, not only is that red meat probably so far removed from the cow, but think about all the other processed vegetable oils that they're getting. The bread, God knows if it's even bread. It's probably got that yoga mat stuff in it. I mean, that just makes
Ugh.
me so angry. If you're eating red meat, you want good quality. If you can't afford the grass-fed grass spinach, which Kate Shanahan would probably be very mad about, make sure that you're getting a lean cut of meat because all the toxins are stored in the fat. So you don't want to get that grain-fed, nasty meat.
Agree. I think that the one of the many reasons why red meat came up as this it's bad for you and you can't eat it. I think well there's two off the top of my head that I can think of specifically. One was the saturated fat thing, which we covered in our fat podcast of why saturated fat is not as bad for you as what was previously thought. So you can go listen to that for that explanation. But the other thing is that they were finding that people who were consuming red meat had increasing rates of colon cancer. But if you think about it, you're eating McDonald's hamburgers. That's not a good quality source of meat. And then chances are, if you're eating those McDonald's hamburgers too, the fiber in your diet isn't very high. And a lack of fiber is also really contributing to colon cancer. So if you're having something that is like a crappy source and a source of toxins and it's sitting in your gut and you don't have fiber to push it along and get it out of there, of course it's going to cause colon cancer.
Oh,
Stop eating McDonald's
the
hamburgers.
visual.
Right? It's like a rotting piece of nonsense.
Yes. Don't believe everything you read, people. Just believe us.
Yeah, we are nutritional geniuses.
Yeah, it's really. I actually do feel bad for a lot of people out there who don't have the background that we have in nutrition because there's articles every day that contradict each other,
Oh
every
my gosh, it's
single
so
day.
confusing.
It's confusing to us, so I can't even imagine for people who don't have a background. I mean, I weed through them and try to figure out, A, who's writing it? You know, is this a credible source? Are they someone that I trust? Or is it just some journalist who decided that today they hated red meat?
Right.
Are the is it backed by research?
Science.
And is that research credible? Meaning, you know,
Was it not funded by the grain industry?
exactly. So it's real. I mean, if you ever have a question on an article and, you know, we're telling you egg yolks are good, and then all of a sudden you see something come across your news feed or your newspaper or whatever people read these days that says egg yolks are bad, ask us because that's what we're here for. That's what we like to do. We like to kind of dig through all that crap, for lack of a
Right.
better word, and figure
And
out.
even if it's not something that we already know, we're totally willing to look into it further because we love to learn these things too.
Yeah. Right. And we need to know what's out there. So,
Right. You guys keep us young.
you too. Oh, God. You want to be
So,
old.
Laura.
You just aged me like 50 years. Thank you.
Laura, why don't you get into now that we've covered the how much? Oh, and I also would like to comment on the how much too. Go, actually, you know what? Why don't you take us into is too much of a good thing a bad thing?
So there's a few sides to this because
It
it depends, right?
depends.
But people always say, okay, so you know, a lot of people too who end up cutting out a lot of processed food, they say, okay, well now I'm eating low carb, which you're not really eating low carb, you're just cutting out all the processed food. They're like, okay, so I'm going to be eating too much protein, that's going to hurt my kidneys, right? Well, no. If you're eating the appropriate amounts that we just specified, you're not going to overdo it. Reason being is if you're eating whole foods, you have to sit down and you have to chew that protein. You have to physically chew it and then digest it. If you think about eating a
You do?
steak, you do. It's weird. It's
You can't
not.
swallow. Wait, but my pea protein I can swallow whole.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. So if you're eating full, real food, whole real food, I don't know why I've said full.
That's true.
That's chew, right? That you want to chew it.
That you took the time to break down with your teeth.
Exactly, that you actually have to chew, unless you have a chewing issue, which we'll get to. Then
We
you
can't
really
anywhere.
We can't get anywhere. You can't take us anywhere either. Then you really won't.
It's probably a good thing that we live on opposite sides of the state.
It is. And guess what? Neither of us are in New York City. Anyway. New York is a lot bigger than New York
upstate?
City. You can't physically overdo it. And if you have healthy functioning kidneys, if you only have one healthy functioning kidney because you donated it and you're an awesome person to somebody, then there's no reason that you need to worry about how much protein you're eating because you're getting it from full, real sources. However, if you do have a kidney disease, which will be diagnosed from your doctor, you will know that you have one. This is where you do
it's
need
to... It's pretty
hard
to miss.
Yeah, this is where you do need to start kind of tailoring your protein to what stage you're in. If you have kidney disease, it just means that your kidneys can no longer process out all the toxins and filtration, whatever. I'm not saying
well,
this
basically,
right.
Basically what happens, your kidneys, obviously you guys know, filter out the water portion of your body, your blood. And in when we have proteins, when proteins are broken down, it's converted into ammonia. And obviously, ammonia is not a good thing when it's building up in your blood, and it can cause a lot of problems, including death. And so our kidneys is what filters out.
Let's scare away all of our listeners.
Well, I mean, they don't have buildups of... Well, if you have kidney issues, you need to go see a doctor.
Yeah.
Stat.
And we can certainly, if you need to set up an appointment with either of us, we can take you through how to moderate your protein. Oh, I just said moderate.
Good word. But so our kidneys is what removes that. Our kidneys are plural.
It depends. You might only have one. So you were right.
Thank you. I love that. I love that you're there to support me like that. It's like unconditional.
It is. It's what it is. It's love.
So our kidneys help to remove those things from your body. So when you have too much protein, you could have, and your kidneys aren't operating to remove that, you can have that buildup of ammonia.
Correct. So it's not, there's about five, about, there are five stages in kidney disease and in
there's about.
There's about. There's not, there is. five stages. And as you go up in number, it just means that your kidneys are functioning less. And that's when you get to stage three is where you need to start really tailoring back your protein. I'm not saying you need to eliminate it, but you just need to watch how much you're eating throughout the day. And you want good sources of protein because your body can only filter out so much. So you want to make sure that the protein you are getting from animal sources is exactly what you need to be able to maintain all the integrity of your tissues, cells, organs, etc. So the only time when too much protein really becomes a bad thing, besides if you have kidney disease, is when we overdo it with protein powders. And that's what Marie was getting into. So if you're all of a sudden like, oh yeah, I'm going to get so swole. I don't know why I got that voice.
Swole. I pick things up and put them down.
All of Marie's past boyfriends. So all you guys listening out here, this is probably why she broke up with you. You had too much protein powder.
Oh, the arguments I used to get to.
You got in arguments? That's weird. So this is where it becomes so easy to overdo it because you don't have to chew that protein anymore, right? All you have to do is dump that powder into water, into milk, into whatever substance you're mixing it into. I hope you're not just eating the powder. I don't think that's possible. And it becomes so easy to chug down so much. Especially if you've got you're a really good chugger. You have practice from college, and all of a sudden,
let's get weird.
Let's get weird. We've already been weird. This is where you can overdo it, right? Because you no longer have to chew. You just can gulp down as much as that protein powder as you want to. And the other problem I have with protein powder is that it's normally not from a good source. So in order for it to taste good, they normally have to process it down and add so many chemicals and sugar to make it even palatable for you that it's it's such a highly processed food that you're not only now overdoing the protein, you're overdoing the toxins to your body. So you're now taxing all of your organs in a way that you never meant to. So, right. And do you want me to keep going with the protein and who I would
recommend? Yeah, girl, okay. I'm loving listening right now.
I work out a lot.
Yeah, I definitely think that this is your the protein powder is definitely your area to talk about, because I'll just get really angry.
So I see it a lot, right? And there's certain times we can use it. I just think a lot of times we rely on it. If you have a functioning gut, and what that means is that you're not experiencing any digestive distress, so diarrhea or constipation, you're not having any outward skin issues, you're sleeping well, you really don't have any complaints. Your only complaint is that you want to put on some muscle because you want to add some pounds to your weightlifting. That is one of the only reasons I would say that you can start using protein powders. And if you've already tried to add things like chicken, eggs, fish, steak after a workout, if you find that you can't eat enough protein throughout the day, then you can start thinking of adding that protein powder. Only then.
Right. So Laura and I are going to do a whole episode on sports nutrition, but briefly, since we are talking about it right now, the reason that protein powder and these liquid beverages have kind of come about in the sports nutrition industry is because liquid empties from our stomachs quicker and gets to our intestines quicker, and then in our intestines things are absorbed into our bloodstream, and so because that process happens more rapidly, it allows us to get those amino acids to our muscles to rebuild quicker, because there is a window of time after you work out where our muscles are kind of like really hungry for everything, so they're just trying to suck it in. So when you have these protein powders that are actually already pre-digested proteins, it allows it to get to your muscles more rapidly. So that's why protein powders are actually a thing.
Right, and a lot of people don't prepare food. So a lot of people ask me, like, they're like, okay, so what do I eat right after? I'm like, well, eat a smaller portion of what you would normally eat at a meal.
Right.
But a lot of people don't prepare, or they kind of become complacent. They're like, well, it's so much easier to just throw my protein powder in, use the water fountain, and then chug that back. I don't have to worry about having a meal prepped. Well, maybe you need to start thinking about that.
You need to rethink your life.
Yes, you do, obviously.
If you don't have time to cook a meal, you need to rethink your life.
I agree.
Food is a basic essential to life. And if you don't take the time to make sure that you're getting the proper foods and you're getting wholesome, good for you, home cooked meals, you need to do some rethinking there, because your health is the most important thing that you have. Laura just wrote on a post-it, amen, and piled it up to the computer screen.
It is so true, though. I have to say that the other day someone told me that they'd rather...
I just don't have time. I have time to watch 2 hours of a TV show, but I don't have time.
You do have time. Make time. And someone told me that they'd rather be wealthy and sick than poor and healthy. And I said, what you don't realize is that you can't have one without the other. You cannot be wealthy without being healthy. I know that sounds really cheesy.
Preach.
But you can't, right?
No, you
I mean,
know what?
Maybe
and
for a
you...
little while you can fake it. But after a while, you're going to become so sick. We've seen it in the hospital. You're going to become so sick. And you're no longer able to be wealthy. You're not going to be able to enjoy your life.
No.
Ooh, you can boil some blood.
Oh, yeah. I think that that's it's something that people forget. Oh, I could be sick, but I'll just pop a pill and do it. No. You know what? Go walk around a hospital for 10 minutes and go and talk to someone who's sick from something that's not their fault and ask them what they would rather have, because you're almost insulting someone by saying I would rather be wealthy and sick than I'm getting fired
right?
up.
Right, when I heard that I was like, that's one of the big problems with our society is that a lot of people don't realize that without your health you have nothing. What do you have? Right? And I think a lot of people, I always tried to tell my patients when I worked at the hospital, you know, they're like trying to figure out, you could tell they're not really quite motivated enough, but they're going to listen because they're a captive audience, right? They're in their bed. And I would tell them, I'm like, when you go home, what I want you to do is I want you to picture yourself in this hospital bed. I don't want you to forget it, because as soon as you forget it, you're going to go back to the way you were, because
right.
you're going to pretend everything's okay. Don't, you know, you don't That's need awesome. To be there at all times and be messed up in the head, but you need to go back there and remember that you don't want to be there. You don't want to be right. sitting in a hospital bed. You really don't. The only time you really want to be there is when you're birthing a child, and right after you birth that child, because I've never been through labor, but I've heard it's awful. But that's the only like really
Thanks,
happy
moms.
Time, right? You know, I mean, you have your that's a good time. You don't obviously don't want to be there for days,
right.
but you don't want to be in that hospital bed. So remember that, you know.
Absolutely.
Woo! Back to protein.
I had a thought though okay. that was going. Oh, so the other thing, this is like same topic though, and I apologize for dragging it out, but okay, let's take someone who's a diabetic, for example, and is dependent upon insulin. Well, insulin needs to be refrigerated. So what do you, like, let's say you decide, I want to go on a cruise. What are you going to do with your insulin pens? Where are you going to put them? How are you going to keep them cold all the time? You have to constantly think about things like this. How are you going to make it through airport security with a bunch of needles? Like, I mean, obviously you can, but it adds a whole nother hassle to your life, and it adds a whole different component of things that you need to worry about. I am almost positive that every single one of our listeners out there has a laundry list of things that you guys have to worry about every single day. So why add one more complicating factor of now I need to worry about my health? Because that's honestly the scariest thing you could have to worry about. Money can stress you out. You know, your dog can stress you out. Your house, all the repairs you have to do, whatever.
Your husband.
Things like that. Your husband. Shout out, JJ.
JJ's like the least stressful thing in my life anyway. I just wanted to.
Aw, you guys are so fresh.
Ugh, Vom.
But your health is the most terrifying thing that you could potentially stress out about. So don't get yourself in that situation. Just take care of yourself by eating right and exercising.
Here's a good segue from that back to protein. So I don't know how this came to be in my head. But anyway, so people always say, right, that they can't afford to eat healthy. Well, it's either pay now or pay later. You're either going to pay
right.
now for your groceries and your healthy food, or you're going to pay for medication and hospital bills. So pay for real food, you know? Don't pay for all these supplements and all these protein powders that you probably don't really need. You
right.
need that food that's packaged perfectly for you. And I'm not talking
right.
about Oreos. I'm talking about grass-fed meat. That stuff is packed for you. You are meant to eat it. And thank God you don't have to go hunt it. If you do and you live in Albany and you want to come do that for me, great. But you don't have to do that. You can go to your grocery store.
I was
going
to say, go to West Virginia. They all hunt it.
Every time you say West Virginia, I think of when you were like, West Virginia.
Because there's a song down there. It's called Country Roads by John Denver. And this song down there, as if that's the only place the song exists. But it's like the West Virginia theme song, because it's like, it goes, country roads take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Okay, so you know it. So, I think it was like the second week that I lived there, but we went out for a couple drinks and we're in the bar and the song came on and everyone loses their mind when this song comes on in West Virginia. So everyone in the bar is like singing and going crazy and people are drinking and the bar just went nuts. And I was like, okay, this is an old country song. And first of all, I think it was so loud that I couldn't even hear what was going on. So, I mean, I've heard the song before, so I didn't put two and two together. And I was like, what the heck is going on? But really, it's just everyone loves John Denver Country Roads. And so now, because I lived there, I have like a soft spot in my heart for it. So
love it. Okay. Now it makes more sense.
Yes.
So, finishing protein powder, the only other group of people that I would recommend it for is for people who don't have good chewing ability. So, whether you broke your jaw and you're unable, you know, you have a wired jaw, or if you're someone who's extremely weak after surgery or after some traumatic event, and you physically cannot chew, even if it's like a soft diet, so even if you're trying to eat hamburger meat and you're unable to eat enough of it, this is a time when protein powder, a good quality protein powder,
I think I think that's a good thing to note too, is that even though we don't typically endorse you guys consuming protein powders, making sure that it's a good quality and coming from appropriate sources. And if you need help trying to find those, let us know, and we can definitely do that.
I have a few, and I can put a link in our show notes. If you guys go to either of our websites when we post our episodes, we are now putting show notes in there. So anything that we talk about that we think you might want to have a link to, we put it there. So that way you don't have to go back and listen to our voices, even though you can hear our awesomeness in your earbuds.
All right.
So should we do our segments?
Yeah.
Our two segments right now?
So even though we've already got plenty of anal, what do you got time
that's
for?
That's fine. We'll do the first one first. So
okay.
Now it's time for WWCSD. What would Kate Shanahan do?
Kate Shanahan would say, "Where's the grass fed at?"
I love that Kate Shanahan is always so gangsta every time we do it, and I hope she appreciates this.
Where's the grass fed beef at? Where the pastured pork?
Where's the pastured raised bacon?
Oh, hey, actually, fair point. So we should probably cover the fact that, you know, I think you've heard us talk about pastured meat or grass-fed meat or wild-caught. And I just want to bring up that things are kind of on a spectrum. So you have your conventionally raised animals on the bad end of, no, go lay down, don't eat that. And then over here on the other end, you have your grass-fed animals. So what's the difference? Where does pasture raised, where does all of that lay in? So a grass-fed is going to be an animal that is just doing that, eating grass like they're supposed to.
Well, sorry to interrupt, but you also have to remember the type of animal that you're thinking
right,
of, because
right.
A cow is going to eat more grass than a pig. Yeah. A pig will pretty much eat anything in its path.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry. I was just thinking of the two.
No, you're fine. And also chickens. You want your chicken to eat the insects and bugs that are crawling around on the ground, because that is good for it.
Yeah.
And us after you eat that. So,
and then you don't
grass
have to eat the bugs. They'll eat them for you.
Right. So the grass-fed, nice, is going to specifically relate to cows, like Laura was mentioning. So that's your most healthy option. Your pastured could mean a couple different things. So if you're talking like a pasture raised or a free range chicken, then obviously that's your good part, a good area. I think where you kind of get a gray area is something could be pasture raised, but it could still be grain fed. So a cow could be raised out on the pasture where it does have the ability to eat those grasses like it should. And that's obviously better than your regular conventionally raised animals. However, your better option is something that is able to eat 100% of what it's naturally meant to eat and not given GMO grains. So think about that when you're purchasing your meat or you're looking at the labels on things.
Awesome. Sorry.
Oh, and then for fish, you want wild caught fish, because
yeah.
those conventionally, is it called conventionally raised
farm.
When it's farm? Thank you, farm. I knew it was something. But those animals are also fed things that they're not naturally meant to eat, and they're fed things to make them grow at ridiculous rates, and it's gross. And salmon is actually our first GMO animal, except I feel like that doesn't even really count, because we've been feeding animals growth hormones for God knows how long. But
So sad. The best way to check your meat, if you're really unsure, is to buy as close to the farmer as you can. So easiest
yes.
way to start at a farm. You know, you can say, a lot of farms, especially in the Albany area, they'll take you on a tour. All you have to basically just call ahead and say, hey, I'm interested in buying from you. Is there any way I can check out the farm? And you can go see how the animals are raised. And just, I mean, you can tell if a pig's happy. You know, if it's roaming around and rolling in the mud, it's a happy pig. If it's a pig that's in a barn all day long,
happy.
It's not going to be a happy pig. And the next step would be something like a farmer's market. So if you're unable to get to the farm, normally, I know in our area, every Saturday and Sunday, there's tons of farmer's markets in the area.
Oh my gosh, there's farmers markets almost every day of the week out here. It's amazing.
That's fabulous. That's as it should be. I mean, mm-hmm. we should support our local farmers. In the beginning, there might be some sticker shock, because sometimes it will be a little more expensive. But you can certainly buy half a pig, half a cow, split it with your friends, split it with your family, and freeze it. You know, you obviously can't use it all at once, but you're going to get all different cuts of meat, and you're probably going to get it for a much cheaper cost per pound. So, you know, it's a win-win. and then you don't have to go searching for it every week.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So why do we want you guys to eat these animals that have been grass-fed or raised out on the pasture where they're supposed to? It's because when they eat that, the components of their tissues become different. So like us, we are what we eat. So when we eat crappy things, our tissues become crappy. Well, a grass, one of the main things that is different between your conventionally raised beef and your grass-fed beef is that grass-fed beef is higher in omega-3s. And obviously, you guys know omega-3s are good things for us. Attenuates inflammation, and ain't nobody got time for inflammation.
Wow, you are on a ain't nobody got time for kick today.
Yeah.
Should we segment into the next segment?
That's kind of what I did there.
You froze, and you were like,
aw. Making a dumb face again.
It was a fabulous face. So, time for Ain't Nobody Got Time for That.
Oh, I don't hear you. Did I hit the mute button?
Oh, did you mute me?
Oh, I got you. I got you. Okay.
Well, I had you, so I'm not cutting that out. So, Ain't Nobody Got Time. What?
I want you to do this one. I'm gonna set you up. Ready?
All right, ready.
Laura. What does nobody have time for?
Do you really want to know? Tofu. Tofu is a
no,
beef.
No, stop! You have to say the whole sentence.
Oh, right. Oh, I never get this. You know I can't do phrases. Why do you put this pressure on me? Okay.
Laura, ready?
Yes.
Laura, what does nobody have time for?
Ain't nobody got time for tofu. Tofu is bean curd coagulated from soy milk, and it results after pressing curds into blocks known as tofu. Yeah, milk, I mean, cheese is made in a similar fashion, but cheese is delicious. Tofu tastes like... Make up your own word. What I can't understand...
It tastes like what our grass-fed cows are removing from their bodies.
Thank you. And you know one point that I can't understand, and then you can get more into what tofu is and why we don't like it, is most tofu is flavored as something, or marketed as, like, lamb-flavored tofu. If you want lamb-flavored tofu, eat lamb! I'm shouting. I am shouting, and I'm sorry for your earbuds right now.
No, but it's so true. Why are... Oh, gosh. So, okay, you know what? I know why. I know why because of that stupid, stupid book called The China Study, which I got suckered into myself. It's very convincing, but before you read that, I want you to go on over to Denise Monger has, Minger? Thank you. Hey, you got something right.
Oh my God, Denise Minger is, she's a gem. We should get her on our show.
She's very sassy and we like her. But she wrote an excellent, article that is talking about, it's basically debunking the entire book, the China study.
And those of you who don't know what the China study is, it basically demonizes animal protein, so meat, and why it basically causes heart disease. And she debunks the whole thing, and it's fabulous. Her sarcasm is great.
Love.
So Marie, why do we not recommend? Why do we not have time for tofu?
Because tofu is made from soybeans, and it's not a whole food, obviously. It goes through an extensive processing to get into that tofu form. But one of the biggest issues with it is that it's not properly processed. So when things are processed in the right way, like cooking, anytime you cook something, that is technically a processing of it. However, processing in a way like when you're sauteing greens in grass-fed butter on your stove, you're processing something in a way that makes it more easily digestible to our bodies. So the proper processing for a soybean is that it needs to be fermented and it needs to properly sprout, and that when it does that, it reduces those components that are really irritating to our gut lining. However, soy is extremely cheap to produce and they can produce it quickly. And so they skip that middle step of fermenting things and then just press it into this gross, they do this curd or pressing it into whatever and chop it up. Yes, thank you. And it makes a product that's really irritating to our gut linings. It's also genetically modified, and we know that there's all sorts of problems coming out about genetic modifications. And then the final reason that we're not crazy about tofu is that it contains phytoestrogens, which act as estrogens in our bodies. And there's kind of a back and forth right now of does it contribute to breast cancer, does it not? We're not really going to comment on that because we're not doctors and scientists like that, but it's kind of like, why take the risk if there is a potential risk out there?
And why take that risk on a not tasty food?
Right,
when
right.
You could get a better beneficial, no phytoestrogen. Wow, I'm not making any sense. But basically, just eat real food and taste. Right. Eat lamb, not lamb flavored crap.
And eat things that taste good. We're all about the taste.
We are all about the taste. We're just tasty and sassy. It's great. So on that note,
that's weird.
we're gonna plow right through that. So we are like way over our time. We try to keep this to half an hour, but obviously we can't stop talking. We hope you enjoy us. If you don't, then we're sorry, but tell someone else about us. They'll probably love us. Marie, final remark before we get going.
Eat local and eat good quality and say no to protein powder.
Boom. My final protein. That'll be the day. My final remarks is stick to your meat and animal proteins. Aim for a portion at each meal that's about a deck of cards. And buy in bulk when you can from your local farmer.
All right. So if you guys want to hear more from us, you can check out Laura at thesassydietitian.com. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find me at pearlsofnutrition.com, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at pearlonutrition.
And don't forget to share us with all your friends on social media, text your friends, email your friends. Get us known. Help us out.
Yeah.
If you like what you hear, write us a comment.
Swellmates out.
Out.